In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the second Sunday in the month of Hatur. And as we listened the last week, it was the same gospel also, but from St. Luke. So we have, like this week and the last week, we repeat the same gospel from St. Luke and from also to St. Matthew for today. Matthew 13. And this is a parable of the sower. The sower went out to sow his seed. وَخَرَجَ الزَّرَعَ لِيَزْرَعَ. So Jesus Christ is trying to explain every time to the people by a parable. When we talk to the people about Christ, we have to know their level, spiritual level. So we have to talk to them with different way. So Jesus Christ, he was talking to the people. And first, he found that the people, they are still young. They are still child in their spiritual life. So he starts to explain to them about Christ, but only with parables. And at these days, in these days, this is very, very famous that the sower go to sow this seed. This is the famous in the time. So he saw a sower in the far, and so he started to explain to them. When he go, in St. Luke, when he go, after that, all the disciples, they ask Jesus Christ, what the mean of this parable? So he start to explain to them the meaning of this parable. The great sower is Jesus Christ. The field is a human soul. And there is a different human souls who receive the seeds of Christ. One of them, the ground alongside the path. The other ground or other soul, stony ground. The third one is patch of thorns. And the last one is a good ground. And I have a question. If Jesus Christ, he is the sower, so why you have to sow your seed on a ground, on other grounds? This is the best ground that you have to find, and you have to put your seed in the best and the great ground. He said, no, I'm sending my word, because the seed is a word of God, I'm sending my word and this seed to everyone over the world. Believers or not believers, Christians or non-Christians, I'm sending my word to everyone over the world. Why? Because he said, I will have all men to be saved. 1 Timothy 2:4. He said, I will have all men to be saved. But what does it mean of the word of God? The word of God is the message that God sent it to me every single day. By the end of the gospel, he said, who has ears will hear the word of God. Every one of us has two ears. But the problem, I'm hearing the word of God or not. I'm hearing the voice of God or not. So he said, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. He said, seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added to you. He said in John, love one another as I have loved you. So the message from God is very clear to everyone. I love you. Please follow me. The message from God to everyone over the world only. I love you. Please follow me. I wanted to see you in my kingdom. This is the message of God. And the principle of that, after he finished the Sermon of the Mount on the Mountain, so the message is was like that. Everyone then who hears this word of mine and that them will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock, and the rain fell and the floods come and the winds blew and beat upon that house, but I did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. If you wanted to be on the rock, to be like stand fast over the tribulations, over any troubles come from the devil, keep the word of God inside you. So, what is the seed? Today we will listen to something about the seed and what is the lesson that I have to learn it from the seed. The seed is a small package, like a small package, very too small, but contain inside all the characteristics of the plants, covered by only like a cover. So the seed, small seed like that, have everything about the plant. What that mean? When you listen to the word of God, this is God who is talking to you direct. He's not a small part. Okay, this is a part from God. No, it's God. And listen to the word of God from everyone and any time. For example, maybe you can listen to the word of God at your work. Maybe you listen to the word of God someone else, at your house, church, street, whatever where. So open your eyes and open your mind and open your ears to hear the word of God. So what are the lessons that I have to learn it from the seed? If I put the seed, so it's very important to put the seed in good environment. So there is five basic conditions. I have the seed, the word of God should be present. If I wanted to listen to the word of God, I work with the word of God. Five conditions only: light, water, soil, time, and temperature. Anyone from us, like I remember when I was at my home in backyard, I wanted to have to planting some new plants. So I put some seeds and I forgot it. I put some water in the first. So after that, I found there is nothing. So I asked someone else, like, why I haven't anything? Like, I put the seeds and I put some water and I was waiting. So this guy, who was very experienced in how to plant, so he said to me, okay, this is a good soil. You put some fertilizer, for example. You put water every single day. You put a lot, like he said, a lot of things, a lot of conditions. I said to him, no, I forget to put a water every day, and I didn't prepare very good the soil, and I didn't put anything else. And also, he told to me, no, you have to prepare very well the environment for the seed, to receive the seed inside this soil, and after that a while, you will find a plant, a good plant. So five conditions should be existing if I wanted to listen to the word of God. Number one is the light. In Psalm 119, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If I wanted to receive the word of God, I have to live in first in a light. The light, it's very important for any plant because it's transformed to food from the leaves. So transform this light to the food to the plant. What happened? The problem that I can't receive the word of God because I have a sin inside me. Something dark. Something on my heart still dark. I can't live in the light. I can't hear the word of God. I go to the church, but I'm not praying. I'm go to my room, I open the Bible, and I'm reading or I'm praying, but I'm not listening good to the word of God. So as if it's a homework, I finished my homework. Yeah, the check mark on checklist, I did my homework. I prayed in the morning. So we can ask anyone, you pray? Yeah, I pray our Father and I go, it's good if I'm praying. Or read the Bible? Yes. You come to the church? Yeah, 100%. I'm good. Like I'm every week, I'm here at church on Sunday. What you learn it? When you gain from the church and from the word of God. I'm not sure. I can't feel anything. This is a common word. I can't feel the word of God. I can't feel that God is present here. And why? There is an obstacle. There is a darkness area in my heart. Still inside, I have inside my heart some sins. Or maybe I'm very busy. And also this one, and in these days, I'm busy. It's also another sin that I have no time to talk to God. So first of all, if I wanted to find the light, I have to go to my father of confession and said, okay, this is my issues. I wanted to clean everything from the darkness and I want to go to the lightness. I have some issue in my life. I can't receive the word of God because there is no light in my life. For example, I remember that I think that there is many of the plant should be on the light, like direct to the light. Exactly my heart, if it is not direct to the light of God, I can't receive the word of God. So first of all, to find the light, I have to work with my father of confession to remove all the sins that I have. Number two is the water. The water is a symbol in all the Bible. It's a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Once I remove everything from my heart, clean my heart. When you go to your father of confession and like clean everything and with a pure heart you repent. So my heart is ready now for the work of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit will work inside my heart easily. He finds somewhere it's space, a good space to work inside my heart and talk to me. In these days, we have a problem that we are not listening to the Holy Spirit. It's only my heart and my brain is always working and busy with everything outside. That's why once I go to my room and I still have many thoughts about anything other in my life, I can't pray. So first of all, if I wanted to work and listen to the Holy Spirit is working with me, so I have to find a time and start my prayer, for example, by listening some hymns, songs, and be quiet and calm for 5 to 7 minutes. And after that, go to pray. I can't come, for example, like as a parent, and now I'm going now to pray. I can't do that. I can't crying and screaming to my kids. And after that, for example, go to, okay, guys, let's pray now. What is a prayer now? I'm not ready yet to pray. So my brain, I have to prepare my brain and my mind to go to pray. Now, if I do first one, the light, I clean my heart. So also I have to prepare myself for receiving the Holy Spirit inside me, and the Holy Spirit will work with me. By clean also, or start, we can say prepare a time for prayer. For example, when we are coming to the church, what we are doing? Okay, as a parent or anyone, we have to prepare them very well. So in the morning, with the Jews will come in on Sunday morning, we are screaming all together, Yalla, we have to go now, we are late. Isha, no, I can't, I'm very lazy, I wanted to stay at home. No, let's go, and every time like that. So we spend half an hour to prepare ourselves and our kids too. And sometimes we are lazy also too. We are not talking about only the kids. So after a while, when we are going to the church, we have no peace inside my heart, our hearts, because there's nothing. In the morning, we are like screaming everyone. So while we are coming to the church, we are driving for 10 minutes, pray. when you are coming to the church in the morning, in 10 minutes driving, pray with the kids. Or pray and sing a song or a hymn. So we are preparing ourselves to receive the Holy Spirit inside me. I'm receiving the Holy Spirit inside me by preparing myself. That's why we have in the morning, we have to pray, like this is our church. We have to rip the prime hour, all the psalms, and also the doxology of the morning doxology. That's why we come here sometimes early a little bit to pray together the morning doxology. It's a preparation to receive the Holy Spirit. So number one, I have to prepare myself. I have to go to my Father of Confession to clean my sin and to repent. So I'm preparing myself. So I'm now cleaning the darkness and going to the light. Number two is a water, which is very important to clean my, to prepare myself every time to receive the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can work inside me after repentance. Number three is the soil. The soil, it's very important, as in the parable of the house built on the sand. The problem, I have to choose between the soil, between the sand or a rock. So I have, my heart sometimes said, sometimes it's like a rock. I can't listen to the word of God. I can't listen to the word of God. Or maybe because I'm not practicing. What is the meaning of practicing? So I have to prepare also after preparation, the Holy Spirit now it will work. So for example, I prepare myself and I sing a song and then a hymn and prepare myself for the Holy Spirit. So after only 5 minutes, okay, I read like a small paragraph from the Bible and خلاص كفاية كده, it's enough, خلاص, خلصت. Hey, wait, you have to read more. You have to pray a little bit more. Give yourself time to read. The soil and the word of God will work in this soil because I prepare also my heart. I go and pray to pray that God give me a heart, a good heart to listen to the word of God. The soil, it's named in Ephesians 2:19-20. Now therefore you are no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So, what is the soil? To prepare yourself for a good soil, to receive the good word, I have to read more in the Bible. I have to give time for prayer a little bit. I have also to read about, for example, I have to read about the story of the saints. For example, like tomorrow, we will celebrate the feast of Saint Mina. So if I'm reading what Saint Mina did, or I'm listening to some sermons, or I'm listening to the story of some saints, or the martyrs, my heart, it will be like a good soil to receive. Reading the Bible only is different. One of our youth, like he was talking about something very important, I like it last Friday. He said, I started to read the Bible. And many of, like, the majority of the Bible, I didn't understand. But you can imagine, you will be surprised that the Word of God changed me totally. So I asked him, the Word of God that you read it, how changed you? Like, how the Word of God, if you are not understanding the meanings of the words, so how the Word of God changed you? He told me, I don't know. And he started by Genesis, and he go over the Bible. And the Word of God changed him. The word of God, this is the soil that now change. We don't know. This is the grace of God. This is the blessing when we are reading the word of God. I remember I was like in a mission before, from 10 years ago, and I went to a country. So I have my Bible in my luggage. So I went to a place and I opened the Bible. I told them, like, let's read the Bible. Suddenly, one of the like parents, he said to me, can we wait for 2 minutes, please? I'm for sure. So suddenly, it was in Africa. So suddenly, I found more than 20 families came to this home to listen to the word of God. He only went outside and he said, hey, there is one of the servants, he will open the Bible and read. And suddenly, in 5 minutes, I found more than 20 or 25 families come to the one home only and stay. And I was surprised. 20, 25 families only to listen to the word of God. I was like, oh my God, this is only what happened for only. I wanted to open the Bible. And for us, it's guaranteed in our phone. Wow. That's why this is when we have something guaranteed, that we have guaranteed, like we have in like easy. But we don't know how it's a precious and it's like a treasure in our hands. Reading the Bible changed the heart and preparing the good soil for the seed. Number four, time. So we cannot be hurried. We have to be patient. If you started to read the Bible and you feel still, Abuna said this sermon, once you read the Bible, your heart will change. For I stay for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and after that, what happened? My heart is still like a rock. I can't feel the word of God. Wait. This is my problem when I was put a seed in my backyard and I wanted to have a plant. So after like a 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I said like, hey, I didn't see anything. So the man who has experience in wait, and you have to put every time a water. He said to me, take care about that. So I said, okay, so I have to wait. I have to be patient. I have to pray every day. One of the father said, if you wanted to build your habit, like in prayer, for example, any habit, it's a philosophic. If you wanted to build your habit, so you have to repeat it 21 days. If you wanted to have a habit in your life, repeat it for 21 days. But don't fail in 1 day. You will find after 21 days, you will find yourself have this habit. If you pray every single day in the morning, for example, or reading the Bible for 21 days, you will build your habit and you can't go back. For example, I have to do it. You will find yourself automatically you are doing that. So I have to give myself time. I have to give myself long time a little bit to change my life, to change, to let the word work inside my heart. And the last point, so I repeat it again. So first of all, there's I have a water. The light, the first of all, I have a light. I have to go to my Father of Confession, repent and confess about everything to go from the darkness to the lightness. Number two, it's a water. I have to prepare my heart to listen to the word of God by preparing, for example, hymns or starting by prayer, small prayer, in order to prepare my heart to receive that. The soil, I have also to clean my heart a little bit by asking God that, and also reading more and more and more the word of God. Give myself a time also to receive a good result. The last one is a temperature. In Revelation book 3:15-16, Christ warned his people. He said, I know your works, that you are neither cold or hot. I would you were cold or hot. So then, because you are like warm and neither cold or hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. The problem is not cold and not hot. The temperature for any plant is very important. I can't mix between, for example, like hot and cold. One day I'm hot, one day I'm cold. No. I have to be sure that this is my life in front of my other kingdom of God. I can't say I'm come to the church and I'm praying. And for example, I go to, sometimes I open the Bible and read, and outside I'm doing something different. No. Who is follower of Christ? He is 100% Christ. He is Christ. He created me on his image. So every time you do something, ask yourself, if Christ is here, he would do that or not? If I'm going anywhere, I'm asking myself, if Jesus Christ is here, he will do that or not? Don't be warm, don't be cold. Be every time hot in your spiritual life. And ask God in your prayer to give you this spirit to be always hot. So in St. Theophan the Reckless said, if you wanted to attain salvation, learn and keep in your heart all that the Holy Church teaches and receiving heavenly power from the mysteries of the Church, walk the path of Christ's commandments under the direction of lawful pastor, and you will undoubtedly attain the heavenly kingdom and be saved. All of this is naturally necessary in the matter of salvation, necessary in it entirely and for all. However, reject or neglect any part of it has no salvation. St. Theophan the Reckless. I read it slowly because it's very important. So, five conditions should be existing for any seed, for the word of God work inside me. Water, light, water, soil, time, temperature. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Intercede on our behalf, O Lady of us all, the Theotokos, Mary, the Mother of our Savior, that he may forgive us our sins.
Jephes Marot and Jephiot, Nemeb Shirin, Embeb Nemma, Ethoeb, Tetereya Sejikevot, and Oshemos and Dioras.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostal, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of life, true God, begotten, not created, of oneness with the Father, by whom all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again, his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, whose the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
Schlief. ευλογήσον.
Επί προσευχήστος είτε.
Εις μου ειρήνη πόγωση. O God, the great, the eternal, who formed man in incorruption, and death, which in the world through the enemy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God. In the highest, be peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, all remembrance of evil and death. And make us all worthy, your master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling unto condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Meet and right, meet and right, truly indeed in me. All you who are Master, Lord God of truth, being for before degenerating forever. upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the throne, and dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here on whom stand the cherubim, full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us ascend.
قدوس بالحقيقة أيها الرب إلهنا الذي جبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم عندما خالفنا عصيتك بغواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النعيم لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وضلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم Taught the ways of salvation. He granted us the Spirit from on high, through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own one in the world. And gave himself up for all salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we're bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يأتي فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كان حويا ما Ave Ejenev yeges oem en ant ancheni o en antsolim o vogen mekerion o vogen reftan khu Dem schon jet ferro fiente fof in jonte fnuti au efni den te on neven et auf schepeg mon
amen
auf es mo ero
amen
auf eroge zine Finnieten ufen age uns matitis, owen apostolos et owen evego emus. Tek eat of it, all of you, for this is my body which shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
I read you on picky a foot, men and sapidi ipnon. Afstot fe volchen o erpenem umo et auf schepegmon.
Amen.
Af es in marketing argues the martyrs on apostolos et on web evergo emus take drink of it all of you for this is my blood of the new covenant shall be shed for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins do this in remembrance of me. Venet et naum Evolchem pai oikfoi. Oen tetensu evolchem pai afutfoi. Ereten hoen shempamu. Ereten omologin entanasasi. Arantaniriam pomevi shanti فيما نحن أيضا نصنع ذكرى الأمين المقدسة قيامة من الأموات والصعود إلى السماوات وجلوس عن يمينك أيها الآب وظهور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال
يسجد لله بخوف ورهبة